This is Reid of Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news, the headlines first. Death toll from flash floods in Roshwe and surrounding districts reaches 1,007. 628 bodies buried after DNA samples preserved for identification. Search and rescue operations continue for missing people. All-party meeting being held to discuss rescue, relief and rehabilitation. And Chinese President Xi Jinping and Russian President Vladimir Putin reaffirm its strategic ties amid global uncertainty. Now the news in detail. A total of 1,010 bodies have been recovered so far following the devastating floods in Roshwe and surrounding districts. According to Nepal Police, the bodies include 38 recovered in Roshwe, 103 in Nuwakot, 56 in Dharding, 320 in Chitwan, 65 in Gurkha, 38 in Tano, 216 in Nomalparas East, 169 in Nomalparas West and 5 in India. 56 bodies have been handed over to their relatives after identification. So far, 628 bodies have been buried after completing the necessary procedures, including the collection of DNA samples to help identify the victims. Of the bodies buried, 121 were female, 198 were male and 399 remain unidentified. Details of 870 unidentified bodies have been uploaded to the Nepal Police website to assist with their identification. Meanwhile, search and rescue efforts have been intensified for around 4,000 people still reported missing following the devastating floods. Those missing include security personnel, government employees, hydropower workers, general people and foreign tourists. The government has stepped up search and rescue operations. Under the command of the Nepali Army, teams from the Armed Police Force, Nepal Police and technical experts are searching for people believed to be trapped in tunnels at various hydropower projects. An all-party meeting is now being held to discuss search and rescue efforts, relief distribution and rehabilitation following the devastating floods. Rashtriya Swatantra Party spokesperson Jagdish Karel said the meeting is being held at the party's parliamentary office. The meeting is expected to focus on the extensive damage caused by the flash floods along the Bhoti Kosi and Trivishali River corridors. Political parties will also discuss the rescue of people affected by the floods, the search for those still missing and the distribution of relief materials. Government spokesperson and Minister for Education and Sports Susmit Pokhrel says all the state forces have been mobilized in the flooded areas to save lives. Speaking at a press conference at the office of the National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority yesterday, Minister Pokhrel said saving citizens' lives remains the government's top priority. He said security personnel from the Nepali Army, Nepal Police and Armed Police Force have been deployed around the clock in the affected areas. He said special medical teams along with medicines have also been deployed to the affected areas to provide medical assistance. He said the government has continued rescue operations despite difficult terrain and adverse weather conditions. Minister Pokhrel also said provincial and local governments have been assigned responsibilities for search, rescue, relief distribution and rehabilitation in line with the Disaster Risk Reduction Management Act. The government spokesperson further said Nepal has also been coordinating with other countries through the Ministry of Foreign Affairs for post-disaster assistance. The House of the Representatives is meeting tomorrow at 1 p.m. The Parliament Secretariat had postponed the meeting until further notice following the flash floods in Roshwe and surrounding districts. Opposition parties have been urging the government to convene the parliamentary meeting to discuss search and rescue operations, relief distribution and the overall response to the disaster. The meeting is expected to focus on the government's efforts to rescue those affected and provide relief to flood victims. Water levels and flows in the Votegusi and Trisulu rivers are currently below the alert level. However, people have been advised to remain highly cautious. The flood forecasting division said river flows have remained low since the devastating Votegusi flood. However, it urged people to stay alert. According to the division's flood forecast bulletin issued today, there is a medium risk flash floods in several districts as water levels in small rivers are expected to rise significantly. Those include Taplejung, Sankhuasoba, Solukhumbu, Khotang, Okoldunga, Ramisap, Dolaka, Sindhupalchuk, Khabriplanchuk, Lalitpur, Bhaktapur, Kathmandu, Dhading, Gurkha, Lumjung and Dolpa. A medium risk of sudden flooding has also been forecast in Rukum East, Rukum West, Jantarkut, Dharchula, Baitadi, Darildurak, Doti, Kailali and Kanchanpur. Road transport has resumed in the Dhungi area, Bidur Municipality 1 in Nuwakot, after being disrupted by the devastating flash floods. The reopening of the road has made travel between Bidur and Dhungi easier and has improved access to Betharwadi. The District Disaster Management Committee had prioritized the removal of debris and mud from roads and settlements along the Trisul River to restore transport services. Bidur Mayor Rajan Shrestha said the obstruction was clear to resume road transport. He said the restored road has made it easier to deliver emergency humanitarian aid. Transport bodies and such households are still waiting for assistance. China has informed Nepal that the Jhangmu port, located opposite the Tatupani border point, has been closed indefinitely. Tatupani Customs Office Chief Tul Bahadur Pandey said the Chinese side informed the office about the closure by email, citing concerns over possible disasters. According to Pandey, the Chinese authorities said the port had been closed temporarily and that they would inform Nepal when it reopens. He said the Chinese side may have taken the precautionary measure due to the possibility of flooding. Chinese authorities have also suspended customs operations at Jiangmu and moved staff and administrative officers to safer, higher locations. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. Chinese President Xi Jinping and Russian President Vladimir Putin have reaffirmed their strategic partnership amid growing global uncertainty. According to Al Jazeera, the two leaders met on the sidelines of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization Summit in Kyrgyzstan on Monday. It was their first meeting since May. Leader Xi said he was pleased to meet Leader Putin again and described relations between China and Russia as increasingly solid. He added that the two countries should continue strengthening their ties despite growing uncertainty and unpredictability in the international order. Xi said there were even brighter prospects for cooperation between Beijing and Moscow. Leader Putin agreed, saying cooperation between the two countries was developing successfully on all fronts. Oil prices have risen on Tuesday amid renewed concerns over possible disruptions to crude supplies, following a fresh escalation in hostilities between the United States and Iran. Brent crude futures increased by 56 cents to $91.05 a barrel. Meanwhile, West Texas Intermediate crude rose by 83 cents to $86.59 a barrel. The latest rise reflects concerns that the renewed conflict could disrupt oil supplies from the Middle East, a key global oil-producing region. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast generally cloudy conditions across the country. There is a possibility of moderate rain or snowfall with thunder and lightning at many places in the mountainous and hilly areas of the country. There is a possibility of moderate rain with thunder and lightning at a few places in the Terai areas of the country. There is also a possibility of heavy rainfall at one or two places in the hilly areas of the country and the Tarai areas of Lumini and Sudurpashchim provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Death toll from flash floods in Ross and surrounding districts reaches 1,007. 628 bodies buried after DNA samples preserved for identification. Search and rescue operations continue for missing people. All-party meeting being held to discuss rescue, relief and rehabilitation. And Chinese President Xi Jinping and Russian President Vladimir Putin reaffirm its strategic ties amid global uncertainty. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for December. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.